Do you feel depressed? Are you having relationship troubles? Does it seem that life is just too stressful? Then stay tuned for today's Family Life Perspectives, because you're about to learn practical skills and get solid advice on coping with life stresses. Family Life Perspectives is produced by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center covering all areas of mental health and substance abuse issues. And now, today's Family Life Perspectives.
Welcome to Family Life Perspectives. Today, Thursday, as the week winds down, thank you for tuning in. This is Christina Broomfield, and I have the pleasure of having Eric Nordquist with me in the studio this morning. Eric is a therapist at Perspectives of Troy Counseling Centers. He works with adolescents, individual adults, does a lot of marital therapy, past guest, and this week, we've been talking about a tough topic, starting over again, adjusting to divorce. Welcome back, Eric.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks. It's good to be back. We're going to start to turn the corner a little bit from challenges to how to deal with some of these things.
And I'm so glad, because, you know, we try to kind of lay things out the first few weeks, but then offer hope at the tail end of the week for our listeners. Throughout the last 3 days, you have made reference, you know, he, she, because, you know, there are that in a divorce. And I asked you as we were coming in what your focus was going to be on, and you said, you know, there's really specific challenges in divorce that are very different for the genders. And I said, wow, I want to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, for sure we've talked about suffering that occurs, but I think there's some tendencies with males tending to suffer a little bit more in different ways, and ladies tending to have their own set of challenges. I'm going to talk about the guys first.
Okay.
In a general sense, traditionally, I would say, when a divorce happens, men tend to suffer with loneliness and sometimes will abuse substances, whereas gals tend to suffer with exhaustion and the lack of financial. That's changed in our society as ladies have definitely climbed the corporate ladders and have a better wages that they earn. It's not quite as much as what it used to be. But when it comes to men, for sure, loneliness. You know, men tend to be not as connected as gals are to their families, to other friends. And one thing I might say to a guy is, you know, we're certainly not going to encourage them to get involved romantically right away. But one possible solution is find a female friend, somebody for companionship, somebody that's a good listener, understands relationships, can help him with ideas about how to deal with the kids, especially if they're small. Gals just really have a better sense about relationships and how to make them work. So, you know, men, you know, we don't want to see them going to bars and starting to abuse alcohol and other things like that and get involved in things they're going to regret or make bad choices. So loneliness is certainly something men have to come to terms with.
And, you know, when you say loneliness too, and again, I know the court system, I keep bringing them up, but hey, this thing becomes a triangle. If you've got kids, you've got involvement with the court system. More often than not, the wife has the children more. Yep. And that's probably why you said she suffers from exhaustion, because she really doesn't have the help, but she's got the kids more. But then that just makes sense that dad doesn't. And I know there's a lot of families trying to work at joint physical custody, which allows a little bit split time. But generally speaking, that dad, he really is alone a lot more.
That's right. That's very, very true. And another thing that makes it hard is men are more often than not dealing with the kids' rejection. Because kids tend to be a little closer to mom and more forgiving towards her, especially when they're small, they tend to be closer with mom. So even when dad has them, he just senses their loyalty to the mom. And this is really tough. So you can have your kids just a couple days a week, and the days you have them, they don't seem to really want to be there, or they don't really want to cooperate or really open up or be friendly or do things. They might be grieving and mad or sad that they're not with their mom.
So I know I have listeners driving down the road or at home, and they're saying, and I'll throw you a curveball here again. I know you look at me when I say that. Well, maybe, Eric, but my ex is a weekend Disney dad. I can't take my kids to the amusement park and do all these fun things. I'm the one that has to help them with the homework, drive them to the sports games. I'm the disciplinarian. He only sees them such a small amount of time. He doesn't discipline them.
Yes.
So isn't there that side too?
You're absolutely right. That oftentimes is the case, and that would be one thing I would encourage guys to not do, is not to spend huge amounts of money and do things that are over the top. Your kids really want your love and affection and your time. And just finding some good, lower-cost activities. Sure, vacations are nice. Special events are nice. But, you don't want to get into this thing where, you know, every time they come, you're dropping several $100s for the weekend. And, you know, mom then in comparison looks like she's not taking really good care of us. But it's a temptation, and I think a lot of that's born out of the fact that we want our kids to enjoy time with us.
Yes.
You know? And it's probably not all horrible that dads just want a relationship and want their kids to be happy and enjoy their time together.
Yes.
So there's that positive element of it, I think.
I think all intentions are deeply, deeply good, but then comes our own personal stuff. Listen, right. We need to hear from our sponsor. We'll be right back.
Perspectives Christian Counseling Centers are here to help. At Perspectives, our specialty is Christian counseling. Each and every one of our therapists is a caring Christian professional. Perspectives can help you with difficult problems such as depression, addiction, anxiety, self-esteem, and marital problems, children, teen, and family counseling. At Perspectives Christian Counseling, we know you don't have to walk this path alone. There's help available and a reason to have hope. Call 248-244-8644 and make an appointment with one of our caring and professional therapists today. For your convenience, we have offices throughout Metro Detroit in Troy, Sterling Heights, and Novi. In addition, we also have new locations in Clarkston and Plymouth. The help you need is a phone call away. So call 248-244-8644.
Welcome back to Family Life Perspectives. Talking with Eric, the topic of the week, just starting over again, adjusting to divorce, and just really talking about the gender-specific challenges. What do women deal with?
Well, I would say definitely strong emotion. You know, we know that the female brain is wired in a much more emotional. Women feel emotions deeper, stronger, and she's going to be dealing with a lot of anger, oftentimes a lot of sadness when her kids aren't there or when they come back and she feels they haven't been well cared for or something's going on at dad's house that they think is immoral or wrong and they can't control it. My solution for that one for her would be to seek out friends or a professional counselor, just helping her to deal with her own emotions about the situation and just about how to manage her own emotions so she's not a basket case. Financial losses, we mentioned that briefly. A lot of times there's a big drop in income. Sometimes families have to leave their houses and sell them. And lifestyles can really change, you know, where... which is rough because, you know, at this time where she needs more and she's paying all her own bills, now she actually has less. So that can be pretty tough. Solutions for this might be to maybe consult a financial planner. You know, this Financial Peace University is really big right now in some of our churches. Maybe if she can, if she does have half the time away from the kids, maybe she could go back to college and get a degree or an advanced degree so that she could improve her financial situation. So those are some potential solutions around financial loss. I think guilt. I think gals probably deal with some amount of guilt because the kids want her 24/7, especially when they're small. and she can't be there. And that's heart-wrenching mm-hmm. to know that your child is somewhere else trying to go to sleep and crying for you, and you can't comfort them. That it just has to be horrible for a mom. I can't imagine. Challenges, I think, for gals, too, self-care. You know, a lot of ladies will tend to put themselves last and not take care of themselves. And you can't take care of other people if you don't take care of yourself. So you've got to put some time aside for self-care. So some solutions to that problem might be to find out what nurtures you and do it. Things like yoga, going to the gym, Bible study, Bible reading, reading books, taking small vacations, things like that that just refresh her and get her back to feeling good. I mentioned kind of feeling that the kids aren't being cared for well enough. When with dad, that's a very common thing gals deal with. And again, prayer, you know, you have to know that God's watching over them wherever they are, and he's certainly not oblivious to what they're going through, and he cares more than you do even. And then I would say the last one I had was letting go of control.
And that was really be for both, but mom specifically, especially if she has the kids more.
Right. Very true. Yep. Experts, I've heard experts say that part of the fall for gals is that they try to over-control their husbands. The Bible talks about your affection will be for your husband, and a lot of gals have told me in therapy that, and a lot of husbands have told me that she's always trying to control what I do, who I am, who I'm with, what I do with my time. And so if you can imagine that, and now you have zero control over what's going on in your husband's life.
And your kids.
And your kids. Right. And the solution to that might be to just remind yourself he is not your husband anymore. You cannot have influence in his life. And try to work into a role as a co-parent and a friend. You know, if you can get past some of those angry feelings and get to where he sees that your good intentions are meant, that he will probably let you have more influence in the kids' lives when they're with him, too.
Do you know, I love what you just said as we close out the program, and I hope our listeners are taking note of this. He isn't your husband anymore, and she is not your wife anymore. They continue to be the parent of the children you have together, but the relationship has to focus on that.
That's right.
And that's such a hard thing to get past. Thank you, Eric, for sharing that and for being with us this morning. I want to encourage our listeners, visit our website at perspectivesoftroy.com. Our phone number is coming up here shortly. Give us a call, because you don't have to work or walk this journey alone. Can you be back with us tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to it.
Until then.
Thanks for listening to today's Family Life Perspectives, brought to you by Perspectives Counseling Centers, a full-service Christian counseling center. Perspectives Counseling Centers has a full staff of Christian therapists who are able to help you with relationship issues, depression or anxiety, even substance and alcohol abuse. For your appointment at any of their offices in Troy, Sterling Heights, Novi, Clarkston, or Plymouth, just call 248-244-8644. And tune in every weekday at the same time for Family Life Perspectives.